Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm sharing a conversation I had with NGL Jones from his brilliant podcast series called 12 Minute Conversations. Stick around, this is awesome.
Hi, my name is NGL Jones. Thank you for joining me on 12 Minute Convos, where I help you create a brand of your own unique real self. Listen in as I have conversations with amazing people from all over the world. Good night, Tony Curl. How are you going on this wonderful, beautiful night?
It's nighttime where you are, but it's not necessarily nighttime where I am. It's a rainy day here in Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, well, you know, it always intrigues me that you are in my future. It's raining here as well in Trinidad, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, but Tony, please do tell us, which of your talents is responsible for us meeting?
Well, Angel, we connected on LinkedIn, so I'm presuming that the talent that you connected us was my posts around leadership and my writing around leadership.
Yeah, added to your podcast as well.
Yeah, the Coach Curl podcast is almost a long running. It's been revamped this year and we're up to episode 48. So yeah. It's going pretty well. I'm pretty happy with the progress that we're making there.
Yeah, it's great. 47 is a far way, my friend, I tell you. One guy told me the statistics is, I think it's up to 10 max, and then people usually fall off, right? So you're doing pretty amazing. Well, who did you learn the skills of the coaching aspect of your life?
I learned my skills through a 30-year retail career. So I had a retail career looking after large site retail formats. In my last role, actually, I had 23 of my own sites in my own group that I looked after. So leading large teams and leading other managers, picked up a number of natural coaching skills. And then since then, I've certified myself through the John Maxwell team. I'm a John Maxwell coach. And I've also connected with Steve Maraboli in New York. And I've been doing study and coaching, study around his coaching program called Psychoneuroactualization, which is all about human behavior. So that's how I continue to hone my skills.
That's good. Well, tell us where we can find out more about Tony Curl. Point us to an address, a website, please.
Well, the best way to find me is to go to coachcurl.com. And that's where everything is around myself. My business website, my podcast is listed there as well. You'll see my blogs. You'll see the services that we offer. And you can also, if you wanted to, become a coach in the psychoneuroactualization. And it's all available at coachcurl.com.
I love it. Well, you've been doing this for over 2 decades. Ooh, why will you continue to repeat this skill of coaching?
I have a bit of a statement about myself that I'm improving the performance of people. So whether it's improving the performance of people within their day-to-day life or within their business world. So that's what I love doing. That's where I get my greatest kick. I love seeing the lights turn on in people, Angel. So that's why I will continue to do what I'm doing, whether it's speaking, coaching, writing. It's all about having the lights turn on with people and providing value wherever I can.
Hmm. Well, tell us one other thing that you've been doing consistently over the last 3 years, please.
Well, the one thing that I've been really consistent about over the last 3 years is my social media posting. Every day I would be posting 3 to 4, you know, inspirational quotes, whether they're my words or other people's words, or whether they're it's something to help people lift themselves up. I call it your daily fuel. So it's all about being consistent. It's all about trying to provide value back to people. And I've been doing that consistently for the last 3 years, potentially for the last 4 years.
Wow.
So it's something that I really enjoy doing, and it's something that I'm internally grateful about, that people take the time to read and share. So I love it.
Suggest to someone out there that may be listening, hey, posting so consistent is definitely a challenge, right?
Consistency is the key with anything. It's, you know, as you were saying before, most podcasts don't tend to go past, you know, a small number of episodes. So it's like posting. If you're consistent with your posting, people get used to seeing it, and they fall into a routine, and we fall into a routine doing it. So consistency is just critical, because consistency ultimately breeds persistence, as we know, and the more persistent you are, the more successful you'll be.
Love it. Yeah, so just it's I love the John Maxwell part of what you're doing. John is definitely an amazing individual, creating some fascinating coaches, right? All over the world, right? He definitely has a system, right?
It's an amazing team. I think it's well over the 12,000 mark. So I joined the team back in 2013, and I remember going to certification in Orlando in 2013. I went for certification in Orlando, and I walked in to breakfast that day not knowing anyone, and there was a room of 600 strangers. And by the end of the 3 days, we were all family. It was just an amazing event, and I've made lifelong friends out of that. But now that same event, just to show how much it's grown, there was 600 when I certified, and now they have that event, and there's over 3,000 in the room.
Wow.
And that's phenomenal. So it's amazing. So and the Maxwell team is making an impact just about all around the world. They're helping a lot of countries with leadership development. Their values are incredibly strong, and in many ways, it's I believe firmly that values-based leadership is the way that we've got to be moving as a human species.
Love it. All right, my friend. Well, amazing audience, we are live with Tony Curl. Tony is the podcast host of the Coach Curl podcast. You could definitely check that out. Some amazing information going on there. He is up to podcast 48 at the time of this recording. Hey, Tony, let's switch gears for a moment. Let me invite you now into my time machine that is surrounded with beautiful, warm, blue Caribbean water. Tony, what is your earliest childhood memory?
My earliest childhood memory comes from one of the. My dad was a rugby league referee in country New South Wales, and my earliest memories of a child was either in the back of the station wagon driving to and from games of that dad would ref, or being at the ground where dad would ref. And those memories are absolutely precious to me, because my dad's no longer with me, and he passed away in 87. So those memories are absolutely rock solid. And that's what I love. A lifelong love of the game of rugby league developed from that. Great memories of my dad. I still support listening to the radio in the car. To and from the games, there was always a game of rugby league on, being called on the radio, and that's where I developed my favourite team from, the St George Dragons, and they are still my favourite team. So those memories are absolutely precious to me, and so that's my earliest memory. So
how old do you think you were in that first memory?
Look, I would say that I was in the back of that car going to and from from games of footy with dad when I was like a newborn, but my earliest memories would probably be, I would have been about three, I would imagine, where that's the time that I remember. But I've been doing that pretty much all my life, I guess. So the minute I was born, Dad would have been putting us in the back of the car to go to and from games, yeah.
Why do you think this memory in particular is so clear?
It's probably more so, it's that lifelong love of the game, it's the lifelong love of the team, and it's the lifelong love of my dad. So, you know, as you know, when we lose someone in our life, they in many ways, we actually get closer to them in death than what we do when they were here. So, because the memories never disappear, and it's just a fairly interesting phenomenon. But I reckon that's why it's so clear. It's three of my favourite things in my life, my memories of my dad, my footy team. I mean, that's why it's so clear. And the game itself. So the three things, the game, the team, and memories of my dad. So they're very precious.
Can I offer an interpretation to the thought picture you created in my mind?
Yeah, go for it.
I love the idea that your coach Cool now, one.
Yeah.
I love the idea that your coach Cool, who has the podcast too, which is very similar to the radio part of what you were doing while traveling to and fro.
Yeah.
The games. And thirdly, I love the idea that you are now the podcast host who is helping others in that same structure of, I mean, rugby is definitely a challenging sport, right? And it's some of the toughest men that you need to speak to and lead. And it's really amazing that from being that child that has that memory, that you're now the man that is leading through your coaching, even with human behaviors, and again, the mediums, right? The radio / aka podcast. And the coach, that is fascinating.
Yeah, and I've coached teams in rugby league pretty much all my life. I played the game until I realised that it wasn't going to be my career.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I coached a lot of the junior sides and I coached senior sides here in Brisbane as well. So it's certainly been part. You know, those earliest memories have certainly shaped who I am. So that's a very good imagery that you just painted yourself. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. If we fast forward to when you were 12, what was your favorite song?
Now, you're not going to believe this, but my favorite song when I was 12, I was thinking about this just before. And you know how when you hear a song, it takes you back to a time and a place. So when I was 12, we were living on the Sunshine Coast here in Queensland, and it was and my favourite song at that particular year was a song called Heaven Can Wait, which was on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell album. And my brother would play that album like constantly, and it was like repetition. Every time you'd come home, the song, the whole album was playing. But the memory that I really have, and the reason why Heaven Can Wait was my favourite song, is because it was a really, like, I surf. I've been a surfer all my life as well. So when and I was really in the early stages of being absolutely infatuated and falling in love with surfing. And it was winter. I'd be out the back waiting for in some fairly big winter swells. I was shivering. I was cold. And the memory, they're wonderful memories, because when I was surfing at that particular time, that song Heaven Can Wait just kept repeating over and over in my head, because it was being repeated over and over and over again at home. But now whenever I hear that song, it just takes me back. It takes me back to that 12-year-old sitting on the surfboard out the back at Maroochydore in the winter. And it's just, it always brings a smile to my face. So yeah, so my favourite song when I was 12 was Heaven Can Wait by Meatloaf, of all things.
Love it, love it.
And there it is, there it is.
Ooh, that's amazing.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, my friend. Well, we've arrived at our destination. But before we get off of this time machine, there's a small declaration form, so it's yes or no. We're going to go pretty quickly here. Tony, have you chosen someone to pass on your skills to?
My daughter is my creative one. So she's the one that's taking up my writing. And yes, I have.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I've married, been married for over 25 years. Wow. Actually, 25 years to my beautiful wife, Sharon. So we're very much still together and very much still in love. So.
Hello, Sharon, and congratulations. Well, you spoke about your daughter. Do you have other children?
Yeah, I've got my son is Tim, so I've got daughter Taylor and my son Tim. So, and very proud of both of them.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in humanity, and I believe that our spirituality comes from our greatness within. So, I would classify myself as non-faith, but I believe that our power rests within our own spirituality, which sits inside us. And I still have great faith for humanity. So,
do you have an inner circle of friends?
Yeah, I do. And they're very close to me and we catch up often. And we're now at the stage where every time we catch up for dinner or something, we will then book in the next time that we catch up to make sure that we're doing it. So we're very intentional about staying close with our inner circle, and we're very intentional about making sure that those nights are fun, engaging, and that we continue to be close to each other.
Mm. And what about TV? Do you watch TV for more than 3 hours a day?
I would say that the TV's certainly on more than 3 hours a day in our household. But when I get a chance to sit down and watch, it's probably for about an hour a day, if that. All right.
Now, what about screen time, the phone and the computer? Is it more than it?
I would say most definitely. Running a business and what have you, I always seem to be either on the computer or on the iPad. So it's probably a bad habit. I actually write about it, that we're addicted to distraction, and that's what happens with our mobile phones. But it's very hard to run a business and not be on the screen. So I actually look forward to my days where I'm just consistently on the phone coaching people, because then you can't be on the screen. And that's that real connection. Mm. Yeah.
Well, after having 1,001 conversations in 3 months in 2016, I came up with a workbook, Tony, and the name of it is Yours. It stands for Your Own Unique Real Self. And connected to it, as you dig deeper, and you answer those questions, is the uncovering of your own unique real statement, your mission. If you had to share with us your own unique real statement, a statement that represents who Tony Curl is, what would you say that is?
Can I just say I love that, your own unique real statement and your own unique real self. And, you know, there's so many people that are challenged by that and challenged by that concept of authenticity. And, you know, I'd never seen that prior to being connected with yourself, and it's given me some real challenging times to actually think about that, to be honest. So if I was to put it into a statement, I think the concept of improving the performance of people is probably mine. That's where my passion is. That's where I think my purpose is, whether it's improving the performance within their own personal life, within their goal setting programs, within business. So for me, it's all about others. But I know that for me to be good at giving to others, I need to obviously pour into myself as well. So improving the performance of people would be mine, Angel.
That's great. Well, hey, Tony, this was a great pleasure, my friend. Before you leave, though, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
I just want to let everyone know that if I can write a book, this little boy from country New South Wales sitting out back shivering on a surfboard when he was 12. If I can write a book and publish it, I think everyone should do that. We've all got a book inside us. We've all got a story within us, and we need to share it with the world. Just as you're sharing so many unique, wonderful conversations with the world, it's, you know, the more we share our story, the more that you know, our lives become more valuable, not just to ourselves, but to others, because everyone needs to hear whatever is inside you, whatever is within your heart. someone somewhere needs to hear that. And so if I can write a book, if I can do a podcast, if I can spend my days coaching and adding value to people, I think there is a role there for us all to be doing that. So that's the only thing that I'd like to share. And I just want to say thank you for this conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I really wish your podcast all the best. And, you know, over 1,000 conversations, I think that's amazing. I think that's incredibly purposeful. And keep doing it, please.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tony. Well, Tony Curl, thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones.
No worries. Thank you.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
Hey there, and there you have it. That was my 12-minute conversation that I had with Angel Jones on his brilliant podcast series called 12-Minute Conversations. Angel's now up to episode 1,430. It's amazing. So if you haven't heard of the podcast, go to Google, do a quick search on 12-Minute Conversations, and you'll come across the page. It was the most fun that I've ever had being interviewed. And I'm sure that every one of his guests feel the same way. A big shout out to our sponsor, Think and Grow Business. Without them, we seriously wouldn't exist. Think and Grow Business, they're improving the performance of people in business. Check it out, thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, buy my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. We love hearing about people that have bought the book and they've picked up some gold nuggets along the way. They've changed their lives, they've changed their situation, they've changed their circumstances, just about some of the simple stuff that I've written about. It's available at Amazon and it's available at strongerbraverwiser.com. And don't forget, 20% of every book sale goes to Carter's Cause. And once again, we support Carter's Cause. They're supporting and they're raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. So any support is always appreciated over with the team at Carter's Cause. So check it out at carterscause.org.au. Until next week, just don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. Until next week, I'll see you later.